Corinthians. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Brad Fry, and I've been a member of Our Saviors for almost 3 years. So 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. His grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Like Paul, who wrote Corinthians, I am free because Christ has set me free. Also, like Paul, I did not fully realize how the grace of God worked until late in my life. But that realization came in a completely different way than Paul. I had a normal childhood here in Fort Collins. I was raised in a professor's comfortable home, surrounded by my older brother, sister, friends, and all the comforts I needed. I did not want, except for maybe the sight back in my left eye. See, I lost that sight in an accident when I was 5 years old, and it prevented me from my number one dream, pitching for the Boston Red Sox. I was baptized when I was 3 because my parents went to the First Presbyterian Church. See, back in those days, a mainline church was expected of all those professional middle-class people. But in truth, I was raised in a secular home where God and church were seen more as the opiate of the masses. My family stopped going to church while I was still in elementary school, and except for that week at church camp every summer, I think that was probably more for my parents' benefit than it was for mine. So in short, I had little to do with God or religion for the first half of my life. I was raised believing that it was up to me to chart my own course. But my parents made it very clear that anything less than straight A's was going to be totally unacceptable. So I charted the course of least resistance to get good grades. And since I was doing so well in school, my parents paid little attention to my considerable party time. But I never quite got over what my parents taught me. It's up to me, and I'd better be the best me possible. The day I finished my student teaching and thus my CSU obligations in January of 1983, I set off for my first job with the National Park Service at Mesa Verde. By that November, I had my first teaching job, and I spent the next couple of years alternating between teaching, graduate school, and working summers at the Utah National Parks. In Capitol Reef National Park, I met Shelley, and we married a year later. See, Shelley was a Christian. Probably the first tried and true Christian that I'd ever dated. She had a 4-year-old son, Nick, who had some serious behavioral problems. I was amazed at how calmly Shelley dealt with Nick, and I admired her overall outlook on life. It was evident that there was something powerful at work in her. What I discovered was the grace of Jesus Christ. Soon after our daughter Sarah was born, we moved to North Central Washington State along the mighty Columbia River. I was now working full-time for the National Park Service. I was in my mid-30s, but the old, it's up to me and I'd better be the best me possible, wasn't working so well anymore, if it ever really did. I needed a new approach, One Sunday morning, I woke up and asked Shelley if I could go to the Nazarene church with her. She was astonished, but happily agreed. About halfway through the service, I started crying, and I couldn't stop. What was happening to me? After the service, I met some of the other parishioners, enjoyed their company, so I started going every Sunday. The pastor, Scott Delbridge, was wonderful and patient with me in my endless questions as I tried to use my humanistic training to rationalize the role that God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit had in my life. One day, Scott just simply looked at me and said, "I have all of those answers, but what you need is faith. Let it go." So I let it go, or so I thought, and I accepted Christ into my life. And at first, everything was great. The struggles I'd been having with Shelley and Nick dissipated, and all was good, but it didn't last. You see, I had actually just replaced my biological father with a bigger, greater father, one I still felt I had to please. Much like a young Martin Luther, I could not shake the mistaken belief that righteous was something I had to do to please God. I was consumed with the idea that it was my responsibility alone to make things right. Moving to Gunnison, Colorado, and I started to teach full-time in Lake City didn't help. Losing my father to cancer certainly didn't help. Finally, Shelley gave up on me, found somebody else. I was devastated. I was angry at God because I fell short. I even stopped going to church for a while, but I had this great pastor friend in Lake City, Lynn Lambert. He patiently brought me back to a God of love. But it was immersing myself in Scripture that really helped bring me back to that God of love. One day I was reading through Psalms and came across Psalms 46:10, which really did the trick. "Be still and know that I am God." You see, it was that "be still" part that finally got to me. It had taken me 25 years of being a Christian, the loss of my wife and kids, lots of anguish before I realized I needed to be still and just let God do his thing. It's not about my efforts. It's not how hard I try to please. Feeling bad about not meeting my own expectations was just keeping me from focusing on his love, his grace. I stopped climbing the ladder to God and let him come to me. Today, my life is in the hands of Christ. He has reached out to me and embraced me in his grace. I do not have to prove myself to him. He loves me just the way that I am. My new righteous perspective has helped not only my relationship with God, but in all my relationships. I'm so much more patient and slow to anger with everyone, especially myself. So today I've returned to Fort Collins, and I'm now married to Diane, the most beautiful, wonderful Christian, who every day models what grace is in her life. I am now enjoying my life as a Lutheran and a member of this wonderful, caring, vibrant body of Christ. Now that I'm no longer teaching, I have more time to study Scripture and explore how our triune God works in each of us if we just give him the chance. I only want to grow more in my faith, help others grow in theirs. I thank God every day for Diane, for all of you, and for his forgiving grace. You see, it's not about me. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Thank you.
Please turn to page 7.